This is Felicia Terrell, and you're listening to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast. Oh, California in the summer.
I hope this is working.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't look very. It doesn't look like it's coming across very loudly.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, I'll trust you. So,
hi.
Do I do like an official intro to this, like we do on the show?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Really?
Let's make it official.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've never done this.
We've never done this.
What episode number is this? Is this 63?
Maybe 64. I don't know. It depends on what order we really set.
This is 60-something.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so...
Thank you.
What do I usually say? Who here listens to the show? Anyone?
You don't
know.
Get out.
I don't know. I haven't done it in a really long time. Like, we've had a hiatus since the show's ended because we've been traveling. But, yeah... So, for the people not in this room right now, you are listening to Not Another Teen Wolf podcast from ByteCon live with all five of us in the same room, which is literally the first time this has happened. Well, this weekend in general.
I just got goosebumps from this
one. Yeah. So, look, there's, like, actually people here, like, more than one. Like, so that's cool. We are, if you don't know us, if you're not listeners, we are obviously a podcast about Teen Wolves. Hosted by Hyperball.com. Do any of you guys know Hyperball? Yeah? Cool. Yeah, we are on Hyperball.com, and yeah, we started covering Teen Wolf when the show, our site really wasn't covering it, I guess, and we sort of started this as a joke. Not a joke, but like, it was like a baby idea that sort of
got
it was like the underdog idea. Like, we don't, and it started out with just me and Karen, and the podcast we have on the show, if you're familiar on the site, if you're familiar with MuggleNet, like Andrew Sims and MuggleCast, it's his site, and those are group shows. They're like four or five people commentary. We were like, we're just going to do two person podcasts on Teen Wolf, and no one's going to care except us. And then we sort of did it, and it blew up a little bit. Well, the show, like Teen Wolf, blew up, and then we brought in more people, and it's been good and fun so far, and we haven't been kicked off the site yet, so that's cool.
So for those who are new, do we want to introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. They want to do a last call for photo ops for Haley and Felicia, so if you do have a photo op,
feel free to run out and come back if you want to.
Drop in, drop out. We're cool with that.
Go.
No. You don't want to miss that.
Anyway, so, yeah, do you want to go down the line? So, yeah, I'm Natalie, that's Karen.
Start with Brooke.
Okay.
I'm Brooke, and I help run the Tumblr.
You guys follow the Tumblr?
Yeah, our Tumblr is, like, a life of its own, like, it's,
yeah,
like...
sorry about that.
Yeah. And yeah, so that's cool. The Another Teen Wolf podcast Tumblr, which is sort of, we try to be a good resource.
Really fun.
Virginia,
Neil,
and
I'm Courtney. I do a little bit of everything. I'm from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah,
she's our crafty person.
Yeah, all of the buttons. If you guys got a button, like with Daunt's art of like the one of the characters, that's Courtney's, she handmade all of those. We didn't order, she has a button maker and she made them. So that was cool, and it's very stressful for her.
And if you got any of the ones that had the quotes on, that's my typography work, and I put it onto a button, sent it to Courtney, and then Courtney made the button.
Yeah. The painted totes as well, she did those for us.
Yeah.
The guests we've had on the show so far, she usually makes them, a screen print or a painted thing, so that's cool.
I'm Karen. I'm one of the main voices on the show, and I also do all of the Teen Wolf reporting on Pipeable.
Is your mic on?
I don't know, is it?
That's better.
Okay, sorry.
Repeat that.
Okay. My name's Karen, and I'm one of the main voices on the show, and I also do all of the reporting on Teen Wolf on Pipeable.
Yeah.
So she's the person who, like, Jeff Davis casually emails and is like, here's a quote from me that you can release on the side. So, like, yeah, that's a thing.
Stop saying that.
Jeff loves her so much.
Stop it.
I'm Natalie. I am from Sydney, Australia. I also am one of the voices. I am a writer on Hyperbole as well for Team Star Kid. If any of you guys are fans of Team Star Kid, that's kind of what I do. But obviously, I do the show with Karen, and mainly I'm just obnoxious.
None of us denied that.
Hi, I'm Danya. I'm the baby of the group.
Aww.
I'm the newest member.
Baby Spice.
Baby Spice?
No, I want to be Baby Spice.
You are, Karen, you are Baby Spice. if we're going that way, because she's the Nile. Like, and so then she's, therefore she's the Baby Spice.
Okay,
and
how long did it take them to bring up to bring One Direction? Direction. 5 minutes, maybe?
Five.
Yeah, so if you guys go on the Tumblr, that whole layout, that was myself, my friend Jen, and Dawn that did the entire design over about 2 months, the whole the coding, everything. So, yeah, I do a little bit of the graphic design if you see our posts where we, like, kind of announce things and stuff. That's me making the little graphics. If you saw the fanfic thing that we did,
so
where
can we bring up the Tumblr?
Can we bring up the Tumblr?
Oh, yeah. Can you bring up our Tumblr?
Yeah.
Danya also, like, hustles people. Like, she goes to, she's good at being a PR person, a liaison.
I like people.
I hope you don't have porn on your dashboard.
Like, stop.
It's okay.
Anyway, we were just going to chat kind of about how the con's gone so far and hear from you guys, hear from Morgan, who's with MTV, about, like, the after show that you've been taping at the con. Maybe some people will drop in if their ops finish. We don't really know. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's her.
Yeah.
Get
back here now. Now. Come on. Yeah, so that's us up there. That's the Tumblr. I think the layout's going to take a while to load. Come see here. Haley was our first interview with the show.
Yeah.
And she lied to our faces.
She lied to
your face.
So,
actually, she didn't see her face.
Yeah, well, she lied to us through internet, which is, like, just as bad. Everything is true on the internet, like,
everything.
Right? Like, yeah.
Everything.
So, yeah, so... While we...
What is that?
Are we watching?
I don't really know. Well, what else?
It's a
real... It's just the latest post on our Tumblr, apparently. Scroll down.
I didn't even see that.
I just love Lowell so much.
All right.
This is the best.
Oh, he's exhausting.
In the best way.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna give you.
We're gonna share.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, does anyone have anyone from the podcast have any questions to Haley about her lying ways?
My lying ways.
Yeah.
I don't know about, like, lying ways, but I'm really interested in what it was like to play Jennifer, who was really, I mean, she was hiding a lot of stuff, but she was really a very sweet character and very demure and stuff like that. And then going to the Drac, and how kind of crazy she got and everything. Like, was it, it had to have been like playing two completely separate characters.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it was. Like, I kind of guessed myself before they told me that I was the Drac. Like, once the storyline started going, I was reading the episodes, I was like, oh, this is me. So, but I didn't know I didn't know until later, but, so I kind of came at Jennifer in the beginning from a very pure place, just thought I was playing the new English teacher.
Yeah.
But no, it was really playing two different, characters, and both I loved, and I feel like Julia is, sort of a mixture of both. She's not the Duroc, but she's not Jennifer. I think she was Jennifer, you know, a sort of more pure kind of girl before that. So it was cool to actually play that mix, like when I'm with Hedlund in the elevator telling him about my name and all this kind of stuff. But it was amazing. Like, how often do you get to do that?
Yeah.
Like, never.
So there was no, like, they didn't audition you to see how, they just trusted that you could do that.
Yeah, well, I had
worked with, or the casting sort of knew my work.
Right? Like,
yeah, and so knew that I could, well, kind of. They knew that I could do it, because I'm the best. I didn't want to sound like that.
Yeah. Oh, but she totally is.
Did anyone here get a Haley, like a Team Haley button this weekend? We made like 10 or 12 for like some people that we know who are really obsessed.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For you.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, my thing was about her was what you kind of saw of Jennifer, like, how honest do you think she was? Like, from the way that she kind of talked to Derek and stuff, like, when she was trying to kind of validate herself and justify herself, you know, it seemed like that, you know, when she was being Jennifer, that was actually, like, the person that she wanted to be. So was that, like, honest playing that like that?
Yeah, it was. I actually think that that, I thought I was sort of the only one who thought that. I think everybody else saw it.
Yeah.
No, I really do. I think it was an honest thing, and that's how I played it, and I intended to play it that way, and I sort of made my choice. I do. I really think that Julia was kind of Jennifer, in a way. It's just like, do you guys ever see Skyfall?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know when Javier Bardem comes down the elevator and he's talking about the rats and how they changed their nature?
Yep.
Well, that was the first thing that I thought of when I thought of the Duroc. I was like, oh, this was a good person who got really twisted. So her nature is off. Like, her foundation is totally twisted. So the goodness is still in her, and that's where Jennifer comes in, I think. I think it is, she still has that honest aspect to her. So yeah, no, I think it was totally, and I totally played it. I think she was, and I know this is a very unpopular opinion, but I think she was in love with Derek in a way. And that's how I played it. And the thing is too, if I really feel like if I played it like I wasn't, it just wouldn't be the same. It just kind of, it wouldn't really matter.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't feel as much for Derek, I think, too. So,
well, it's not as interesting to just be like,
yeah, totally,
like, the, it's sort of something people say a lot, like the best villains are ones who believe that they're in the right.
Completely.
And like, do you think Carly had that as well?
Absolutely. I actually had a conversation with Jeff about it, because it was, you know, initially everybody still might hate Carly, but it's really tough to start from that place if you don't have, you always as an actor, you have to defend yourself, your character, to the end. Every choice, there's no second guessing, there's no judging, which is similar to, you know, we all go through things as human beings that maybe we have regrets or whatever, but at the end of the day, that's where we were at that part of our life that made us make those decisions, right? So, I think definitely, for sure, that's the same for Cully. And just on a side note, funny story about before Haley became the Duroc. So I had a conversation with, this is like top secret, so please.
Oh my
gosh. No, I had a conversation with Barbara West, who is our amazing.
We want her on the show.
She's a fantastic
fireball,
amazing human being. Love her. And so she was. I was in her office one day, and she was making. She had some sketches up, and I was like, "What is this fabulous getup?" And she's like, "If I tell you, you have to promise not to tell anyone." I was like, "All right, what is it?" She's like, "One of our characters is going to be turning into this dark entity." And I knew it was you before. I think maybe you knew it was you.
Oh, wow.
I think the conversation was kind of happening. It was, yeah, mind blown. But I didn't say anything. But it was awesome to kind of, I was
great.
Like, oh, she's going to kill that. She did.
That's fun. We saw the clothes you died in, by the way.
Oh,
set.
Yeah,
your
jacket.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the glass. But it's all bloody.
Yeah.
It's covered like all day.
You could actually eat that, by the way. It's
Sugar. Sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. It's lots of sugar, which I might have, may or may not have had some at 4 a.m.
As you're dead.
Just like, pick it out of your shirt.
The energy up. Yeah.
It was only on that cement floor laying there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just my leg, really? Just gone. Yeah, it was fun.
Cool. Felicia, I had another question for you too, because, and this is kind of related, but I feel like Kali is also one of those characters that wasn't always super aggressive and dark from the very beginning, and I was wondering if, you know, that change in her came from what she did to Julia, or if maybe it was, you know, something else, if you have any ideas about that.
Well, if you guys go back in the history of, you know, you have to, obviously, to become an alpha, you have to kill, you know, members of your pack, right? So obviously, Julia being the emissary, I just made the choice for me that she wasn't the first person I killed in my pack. So, but the family members, for me, I wasn't close to like I was to her. So that, for sure, was the change. And you see it, you know, when, you know, Gideon and I have that conversation in the war. And, you know, I'm talking about, you know, why he made me do this. I mean, you see, for the first time, I think real emotion with her, that she, this was a very tough decision for her to make. And, you know, that speaks to the fact that there's humanity still in her, even though she pushed it down and had to become a killer, and to also be the only female alpha, yay. Yeah. All men. I think it was a really great, there's a lot of good, so many strong women written on the show, but I think it's the first time we really saw that kind of raw power, you know, in a woman, and also with, you know, Haley. You know, it's good to see in a show that's dominated by men.
And it speaks a lot to your talent as an actress, and you killed that. Like, no, you really brought a really special thing to a character that I think could have been more of a throwaway. So
I appreciate
that's all you
did. I did get some death threats on Twitter early on, I'm just saying.
Oh, we all. Yeah, that's chill.
You know,
that's like a welcome.
Right, I might have shed a few tears early on. I'm like, no, this is not me, right? I'm a nice girl, I swear.
Aww. I think Brooke has a question.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to ask, how much do you think Kali might have forgiveness from Julia or Jennifer?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I mean, I think a lot. I think in terms of forgiveness, I think for me, I felt in the scene where she's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on this a little bit earlier, but when I say I don't care,
mm-hmm.
that was so loaded for me because
I
that's all I cared about.
Right, exactly.
It's all I cared about, and that's why it's so frustrating that we didn't get more time to hash that relationship out, because those themes of forgiveness. I mean, there's so many amazing themes in this show, right? But that's a huge one. Forgiveness, redemption. Can you come back from doing something so awful to someone?
Right.
And even when you do something awful, that goodness is still there.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that if she had gotten forgiveness from her, that probably would have been the spark to her redemption.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree with you. Great point.
Very nice.
Switch gears a bit. How have you found this convention? Have you guys done any other cons for Teen Wolf yet?
I don't know. I did that one fan one a little while ago. The DVD release.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the sort of first one that I've done. I've loved this.
It's
and again, like, I love it because it is, like, put on by fans, and that is the best.
Totally agree. I unfortunately did not get to go to the DVD release party. I was out of town at the time, but this has been such an amazing welcome to this world, and I think in a way that other fan events that are not driven by fans, you don't get the same experience. So I feel personally very, very lucky to have this be my first opportunity. So thanks, guys.
Yay! We will let Haley and Felicia go and get Morgan to chat about what you guys have been doing for MTV at the con.
Woo!
Is everyone new, Morgan?
We love you, Morgan.
I love you too. Well,
thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. We're just going to pause for 1 second, and I will be, we'll be sitting right here, but we just need to check something with the computer, so give us 2 seconds. So, I think that's fine again. Sorry about that. Just had to save the recording. But, yeah, so, yeah, live podcast. Usually we, each episode, say we do a 2.5 hour episode, it probably takes me about 6 hours to edit it, like, to go through, and I'm really finicky. I take out a lot of, like, dead air and a lot of tripping over words and stuff. So, yeah, like, and we kind of, not all of them, I used to, but it used to take me 8 to 10 hours to edit our first episodes because I was so pedantic about it. But, yeah.
Now we just don't care.
Now we're a bit, yeah. Hello, yes.
Hi, can I ask you a question that's more like how you produce the podcast, I think? Like, when you guys go into a podcast and you have, like, a, I don't want to say a set script, but, like, okay, we can have, like, this much time to talk about this so that we don't spend 2 hours rambling.
But we have time limits.
Yeah, because I would think, like, you have, especially, like, these past few episodes, that if you had given yourself the opportunity, there would have just been, like, tangents.
Look, I mean... Yeah, okay, when we do an episode, like, recap of an episode of Teen Wolf, we have, we have a podcast document, we have, like, an intro, which is, like, it says, you know, my name or her name, it says, you know, intro, you know, say the Twitter, whatever, and then it has, we put in the quotes we're going to talk about, we put in the, like, the points of the episode we're going to talk about, and for ones that are a bite size, which is what we do, which is, like, something like not an episode recap, like one that's like about a mythology or like something random. Those are actually usually more thoroughly like researched. But I don't know. Karen usually does the docs.
Yeah, I mean, we set up like bullet points basically, but we do. We never wanted to kind of make it really structured. We wanted it to be really informal and chill and actually have a conversation between the two of us about the show. So we try not to go off on too many tangents, but it
except
usually...
Except for when Natalie wants to talk about One Direction.
Yeah, it usually happens anyway. We're working on that. So.
But what Morgan does is a lot more professional than us. Morgan is with MTV, and you do the after show, yes?
Yeah, that's right. Were you guys seeing that? Do you know what that is? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, hopefully you like it. Yeah, so that's what I do.
And you've been here this weekend doing that?
Yes, we've been filming segments for season 4 of the after show.
Cool.
Because a lot of that show is... made up of stuff that we film like at fan conventions and on the set, and you know, it's kind of hard to get the cast all the time, so we, you know, try to throw to as many pre-packaged things as possible, and that's actually worked out pretty well. Like, I think people were really into the Void Dylan bit, you know, and Teen Wolf reality show, which I write, like, that type of stuff is like, it's really fun, and then it makes it really easy at for us on set to be like, here's a thing, you know, and then just cut to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's obviously quite humorous, so it doesn't have to be like related to what is currently going on in the show. Like, there's going to be, so some of the cast members are going to be in it that maybe aren't still in the show because they're
right
there. Like,
yeah, it's like its own kind of comedy canon.
Yeah.
I think like it's the sort of own thing where it's like kind of half sketch show, half interview show.
Yeah. And how did you, like, get that? How did you get into doing that and, like, writing those little scripts and producing this?
I was writing for Best Week Ever on VH1 and got hired at MTV at the end of that show. And I was, like, producing stuff and doing comedy and just little shows for MTV, like MTV Other, it's called. They do these little web series, like tiny sitcoms, what I call them. And they were like, you should meet Matt McDonough. And he was like, you should watch Teen Wolf. And then so I watched all of Teen Wolf in like a day.
As you do.
And I loved it, and it was really addicting. So I was, you know, coming up with ideas. Like, the first thing I pitched was Teen Wolf, the reality show. And he was like, oh, we should go out to LA and shoot that. So I came out and I shot it, and then they were like, we're going to do this after show. Can you write it and think of a host? So I was like pulling up YouTube people and trying to find different hosts as I was writing the show. And then they were like, do you want to host it? And I was like, yes, I would love to host it. I just didn't want to say that because that would be weird, you know, as an employee of the company to be like, by the way, put me in front of a camera. But I really wanted to, and then they let me do that. So that's how that happened.
That's cool.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Just so you know, it's last call for Yahoo's photo ops. If anyone has that, feel free to go and come back. But if not, no, cool. We'll carry on. So... what are you most excited for with what you filmed at the con? Anything you're allowed to tell us?
Yeah, totally. We did a great bit with Tyler Posey. Who's over there?
Hey!
What?
You want to come down here and say hi for a second?
What?
You want to come down here and say hi for a second? No, you can't? Okay. Tyler Posey's at the back of the room right now, ready to start his autograph session. So, hello from afar.
Hello, guys. I'm Morgan.
Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Morgan. What's up, man?
What's up, Tyler?
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because of how.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, we did a great fun bit here where I did a fake after show panel that no one came to. So I was, like, sitting up here, and I was like, thanks so much for coming to the after show panel. And then the only person in the audience is Tyler. So look out for that this
cool.
season. That'll be really fun. Yeah.
That's cool. And have you had, like, has this been good, like, compared to, like, other, like, fan events that you've been to? Like...
Yeah, this is great.
Like,
this is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is super fun.
Because this is a fan-run con. This
yeah.
is like compared to like ones that are run by a company that runs cons.
Right.
There's a question. Do you want to come down the front and
sure.
ask a question? Because this is what's recording
okay,
you.
That's fine.
And like yeah, and I don't know how it's gonna pick up. Like it probably won't pick up here. But we'll see.
Is this fine?
Yeah, I think
okay.
so.
So since there's still gonna be an after show, does that mean that there's gonna be an after show still?
No comment. I mean, right? I mean, what, Brandon?
I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I do not know. But it will, no matter what, it'll still be called the after
yeah,
show.
That's just
the that is like, I was like, that's the name of the show. And like they were like, well, maybe we could call it like Internet Party or something. And I was like, no, after show. So it'll definitely be the after show. That will exist, yes. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I would say that there's probably going to be it.
Yeah.
Watch. Yeah.
I have been doing this con really sick, as everyone has probably seen. So, yeah, sorry to the people on the internet that might have just heard me coughing to the recording, but that's a thing that's happening. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, does anyone have any questions about, like, you know, either for us, or does anyone, like, want to say anything about being at BiteCon? Like, we're just hanging out, really.
Danielle.
Yeah, if you want to talk, come down the front, because, yeah, it's fine.
I can also shout their question.
Pardon?
Yeah, Danielle was our first contest winner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To meet her this weekend. We were really excited.
No, I just wanted to say that, like, BiteCon has been super fun. Everybody's been so nice. Like, I've had so many people come up to me and say, you're Danielle, right? You asked the best questions of the panels.
Oh, that's cool.
That's great.
And I'm just like, thank you. Yes, that's me. No, but... I'm really glad that you guys are so prominent at this.
Oh, really?
You guys were my initiation into the Teen Wolf fandom.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
So, this is really exciting for me.
Cool.
So,
thank
yeah,
you.
This is really exciting for us.
That's so sweet.
Thank you. Bye. That's very nice. Yes, you can. Come on.
Okay, I'm not usually sincere, but I'm gonna get sincere.
Oh, no!
No!
So,
these girls right here work so hard and try so hard, and they get a little bit of shit, but you know
do
what?
Do we?
No, but fandom is like fandom. You guys know what fandom's like.
Are people talking shit? I want to know.
Oh, no, I'm swearing on the podcast.
No, no, it's fine.
I think it's Morgan.
Yeah, no, they get to me. What, do I swear a lot? Is that a thing?
No, I'm saying
okay.
We're talking shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm out there subtweeting.
He's the one sending us all the rounds.
Anyway, but they work, like, so hard, and they're so nice to everyone. Like, you guys don't know this, but, like, I was, like, getting a bit of shit from... I said it again.
It's fine!
I was getting... And they just, like, messaged me and said, hey, we should be friends. And now we are, and it's amazing.
Well, we, you know, tried to be... Yeah. I mean, we try, like, with this show and with the Tumblr to be very... I don't want to say, like, non-controversial in terms of, like, being, like, we cannot, like, having opinions, because we obviously have opinions, but, like, a lot of the fandom, like, negativity is not something that we really support, and... because we genuinely really like the show, and we've genuinely had a lot of involvement behind the scenes with creators and actors, and, like, I feel like a lot of what happens with the fandom is based on little, like, their impressions that they haven't really seen behind the curtain. Like, they think, you know, something might be malicious when it's not. It's like a production issue and they can't fix it. Like, it's like we know not everything, but we kind of know what goes on, and there's, like, yeah, we have nothing, we have personal experience with nothing but good things, and so we kind of get a little bit tired of the fandom being very aggressive, so we try to make
we're a safe space,
the
we're
Tumblr a space. Like safe positive space. Thing which is hopefully working out for
and
people.
I think that's something that we kind of want to do at all times, like, you know, we're nothing without the show, we're nothing without you guys. Like, you guys make what we do.
We are you guys.
So,
yeah.
We are you guys. But, you know, we're all one big family, and this fandom is...
It's
our pack, right?
Okay, they're being really pushy.
But it is. It's exactly like that. And it's amazing that we've got all of these people that we can have these amazing discussions with, but as much as we want to support and protect the show, we want to support and protect you guys as well. We want to make ourselves a place where you can feel safe to talk about any ship, any character, any theory,
yeah,
anything you've got.
I feel like something we've been hearing a bit recently is people who are, like, saying, like, thank you for, like, not... of, like... Like, that, people being like, I genuinely still love Teen Wolf, and the fandom is kind of trying to make me ashamed of still wholeheartedly liking the show.
No shame up in here.
And that's one thing that we're not critical, because we genuinely don't feel critical. We're not trying to be like, we're not trying to, like, sugarcoat things, we just genuinely don't. Like, I don't know, like, this is going to get real talk for a minute, like, I don't know if any of you are at, like, the Alpha panel with Jeff yesterday. Was anyone there? Okay, so I thought that went really well, and it was really chill and really controversial. I then go on Twitter and see people saying that, like, we were, like...
Non-controversial.
Oh, non-controversial. Non-controversial! No controversial.
You just started.
And I go on Twitter and I see people being, like... They were moderating questions to make people stop asking things. Not true. Not a single person asked something that needed to be asked to be rephrased or anything like that. Like, at all. Like, it was... The fandom was fine, but the internet takes it and makes it go insane. Jeff asked us not to moderate questions. He asked us not to... Like, we were told to, and, like, to check what people were saying, and he said, don't worry about it. So, that's the kind of thing. We know that, like, people make things out to be worse than they are online, and we try to be helpful with that. But anyway... back to the con in general, we have Liz here, who is the con chair for all of BiteCon. In case you guys don't know, this is her thing. This is her party. So, how is this going for you so far?
It's been exhausting, but good. I think it's going pretty good. How do you guys feel? I think it's been going pretty well. We've had a couple of, like, we underestimated a few, like, how long certain things would take or whatever, but I don't know. Feels pretty good.
Yeah.
You guys did amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We've done a lot. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback from the people who are here. I haven't heard any negative things from anybody who's been, you know, actually. But then you go on Twitter and they go to the tag or whatever, and so many people are like,
I'm so surprised.
This is terrible.
I'm not watching season four because of what was said at BiteCon. Yeah, well, we don't want you anyway. Like, whatever.
I think the thing that's really funny with that is that's coming from a lot of people who aren't here.
Yeah.
And they don't realize, like, you know, what, I think it was Danielle, what you were saying with, like, everybody being so positive and so nice. Like, I haven't met a single person yet who was like, yeah, I'm having a terrible time and this sucks.
I mean,
like,
you,
everybody's really excited to be
if
here.
If you are having a bad time, you should talk to us so we can fix it, right? But, like, I haven't heard anything.
I'm sorry, I have another thing to say on top of this, though. I have had 1,000,000,001 questions since I've been here. Every single person who's working this convention, who's one of the people running it, that I've asked a question, has taken so much time to make sure I completely understand everything I'm confused about.
It's because we know what it's like to be where you are.
This is my first convention.
Oh, wow, welcome.
And it's spectacular. You guys are like A+.
We are con goers. We go to supernatural conventions. Adriana and I went to WonderCon last year. Vanessa goes to Comic-Con, like, religiously. Like, we know what we like from cons, and we try to, like, put as much of what we liked in a convention into one convention. That's why there's a lot of overlapping events, because we wanted, like, as much stuff as we could get into it. And we've been slaving over this in September, like, and I'm actually really impressed that we managed to pull it off, because I've heard that it normally takes, like, a year and a half to get a first convention going, and we did it in 8 months, so.
Yay, let's clap.
And what you were saying before, too, about, like, you know, picking out things that you knew people would like and everything, like, they approached us, and because, you know, we go, like, I went to San Diego Comic-Con last year, and, like, we go to cons and stuff, and they were like, okay, what do you like and what do you not like about cons? So it's very much coming from, like, a fan's perspective, and I think that's really important.
We, at pretty much every step of the way, try to get, like, not just input from people who would be coming, but from people who would not be able to make it. That's why we did the fan panels. That's why we had we voted so that you could pick what episode we did today for the commentary. And we've been just, like, thinking about what we would like to see if we were at a con for Gene Wolfe. And so... Thank you. I feel like we did it.
I think one of the most brilliant things you guys did is the Twitter question.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes. I'm so excited about the entire concept of Ask FightCon. Like, I'm not even joking, because I know that, like, before I start, I work at a camp over the summer, so I'm always at camp during Comic-Con now, so I don't have to think about it. But, like, the last 2 years before I started working at camp, I was really bummed out about not being there. Because I wanted to go to Comic-Con, which, you know, it's impossible to get tickets unless you already have gone before. And, like, we did the Ask FightCon thing specifically so people who couldn't come could have a chance to have their questions asked. Yeah. And, like, that was something we were really, like, we need to make sure we did the fan panels and stuff like that to make sure that there was as much, like, fan involvement as possible. Because I feel like there's a lot of things that we want to say, and there's not a lot of platforms for us to do it. So...
Oh, she wasn't called a con because they couldn't be part of it, but you were involving people more here.
Yeah. The dream is to get a live stream up one of these cons. That's the dream. It is very expensive to run a live stream. It's very expensive to run a live stream, especially for, you know, several hours a day. But that's the dream, is to get a live stream up for people who can't afford to fly to California, who can't afford to stay in LA. Like, girl, I'm from California. I know how expensive it is.
And the thing about that, too, is that so many, all of the guests that have appeared have been tweeting about how much they love it here. And
you got all your dead faves at BikeCon.
They're word out to the rest of the cast so that if this happens again, it can be bigger and better. Just based on word of mouth alone.
Yeah, I was actually just going to ask you about that because, I mean... You know, I think this went really successfully.
Yeah.
Do you guys have future plans?
We do indeed have future plans for more BikeCons. I would like to do another one spring of next year. That's the dream. We're going to take a break and decompress and celebrate some birthdays between now and when we start planning again.
It's my birthday tomorrow. And Adriana's.
Adriana's birthday is also tomorrow. Mine is on the 2nd. So we got a bunch of birthdays coming up, and we're going to celebrate them in style. I'll be here tomorrow driving back up to Santa Cruz. But that's the dream, is to get, we're gonna try and get another Indiegogo up so we can get some more stuff going to get next year going as well. We have already like been talking about programming for next year already. This con's not even over yet, and we were like Friday night, we're like, yeah, let's do this. We're like, wait a minute, no, we have Sunday.
This one's not over yet.
But we still have to bring a wolf here. Like, calm down.
Who loved the wolf?
Oh man, me.
Oh, man.
That was,
like,
everyone's hands.
Was that like
up.
Anyone's like everyone's like con highlight? There was the wolf. Yeah.
Who does that? That was amazing.
How did you guys feel about the commentary today?
Oh, that was amazing.
Okay. We were not actually sure how that was going to work because we were like, we're not enough mics. Where do we put the chairs?
I really wanted everybody to keep talking, but at the same time, I really loved how Posey kept going, I just want to watch the episode. Like, it's just so good. I'm like,
He loves being on Teen Wolf so much.
Tyler posing for president. He's in the back room, that's why we're talking about him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's totally not paying attention.
Totally, he's focused.
Fans, yeah.
I totally during commentary.
Cry?
Yeah, it was so stupid.
And we did our commentary, if any of you were at the sleepover on Friday. Yeah, we did that. It's fun to do commentary.
That sucked. Was it okay?
Yeah.
It was good. Okay.
I was there for a very small amount of time. I wanted to stay for longer, but we had some behind the scenes stuff to go and like staff meetings and whatever. But it was good. I'm so glad that you guys could come. Don't even know. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I mean, just in case you guys don't know, the staff barely get to watch or enjoy anything that they're doing here, so it is really for you. And it's like, obviously, when it's a con run by a company, they don't, you know, give a damn if they see the panels or not, like, because they're a company, but these guys are fans, but they still don't get to actually participate, so it is very selfless and very cool.
We barely get to eat. We keep having to, like, I keep being like, no, it's 12:30, go eat. I'm gonna like walk by the registration. People be like, Lottie, go get something to eat. Like, please go eat. So
I've witnessed that multiple times.
Yeah, I get like rage monster frumpy when I'm hungry. It's
angry.
No, it's not even. I'm not even angry. I'm just frumpy. I'm just like a wet, disgruntled cat.
Grumpy cat.
You can't be around me while I'm hungry because you won't like.
Girl, you need Snickers
all the time. I really should start carrying like. Candy around with me.
I get that joke.
I get that reference. We have those adverts
what,
in the UK.
She's so proud of herself.
Okay.
Steve Rogers.
Did I just get compared to Steve Rogers?
Yes.
Does anyone have any questions either for Liz about the con or I mean what has been your kind of highlight so far?
Probably Lyndon Ashby tweeting about us and like Melissa's blog post and stuff. Just the feedback from the cast. We were really worried once we sat down and realized that we invited 16 people. We were like,
it's massive, like so many.
We were like, Jesus Christ, we're never going to be able to handle this.
We were keeping up with the conventions for this year on one of the posts, and we kept updating it. And every time you guys announced somebody, I was like, holy crap. Like,
yeah, it was
so many.
There's 16.
Like,
there were 16 of them.
Yeah, and
it was,
the next one down is probably Wolfsbane, and they've only got 6.
Well, I mean, we wanted to make sure that Orny's panel by himself was a last-minute kind of decision for us, but other than that, like, before we added Orny's panel and before we signed him, we were like, okay, these are the panels we have planned out, and we don't want to have any, like, solo panels, because we've been to other conventions where they do solo panels, and there's very few people that can, like, comfortably carry a solo panel. And so, Orny can do it. And
really?
I bet we're not even joking about Maze Days. I want an entire convention to just eat. She's incredible. I didn't know, like, I didn't get to meet her in October when she got together with the rest of my convention committee here, and they, like, had, like a dessert kind of deal or whatever, and I didn't get to go because I was in school. Because I go to school in Santa Cruz, which is like an hour flight away, but it's also like an 8-hour drive, right? So, yeah, and they were all like, oh man, she's so nice, she's so sweet. I was like, her eyebrows are so scary. She just has like scary, but she's such a sweetheart. I love Edie so much. She's been like from the jump our number one supporter. How many of you guys went to her fic panel?
Yeah.
Because it was her idea. She made me cry during the like.
Everyone cried.
I was sobbing.
She could have carried the whole weekend.
Yeah,
like,
dude, that was her idea. She came to me and was like, not to me personally, but she came to us and was like, I want to do a fic panel. Because I want to be like, she was like, I want to be involved in like fandom life. And I was like, yeah, totally. Do whatever you want.
How many of you guys are going to leave like with a completely different view of Victoria Archer?
She's so enthusiastic about Teen Wolf, and that's really incredible. And it's like, I don't know, it's really nice because it's such a different like vibe that you get from a lot of like dated actors in Hollywood who don't really care about like their like they care about their fans, but not necessarily like fandoms. And so I think it's really refreshing to have Evie Mays around. She cares so much about fandom. She cares so much about her fans, and it's just really nice to be around her as a human being.
Like, even not just caring about it, but, like, actually understanding it. Like, there are people who know about fandom and know what shipping means and stuff like that. But, like, Edie, like, she gets it.
Yeah.
And I've never met anybody like that before, and I mean, she's just so incredible.
I think that that's probably what's been the best for me personally, is having like the actors say, like, Zeke was already like, yeah, I'm coming back next year. Like, I'm coming, he's like, I'll be here next year. Like, I'm coming back. And we're like,
Sick, wow.
I'm like,
I'll be here next year too.
Yeah. I'm not coming back, guys.
Shout out to Chantal.
Oh,
Chantal is coming back.
We were so excited about having her here. She, like, her and her mom were so sweet. They flew out,
oh,
and, like,
gosh.
She was just so, like, we had so many last minute schedule changes for so many different things. And she was just like, yeah, it's cool, whatever. It's so great. It's super chill. And I was just like, she's so nice, and I was so glad that Jeremiah got to come out as well.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
I love Jeremiah, just everyone else.
Yeah, he's pretty great.
So sweet.
And, like, I don't know, it's just really cool to me. I've always really liked fan things. Like, my family and I go to the Harry Potter midnight movie shows, you know what I mean? Just, like, hang out with people who like the same things as you. You don't have to, like, worry about people, like, judging you or whatever, because you're like, okay, look, you want to judge me, but you're also standing up here, you know, 10 hours before this movie starts, so...
Someone told me that they were just like, they're like, oh, I'm excited to meet the celebrities, but to be able to meet other people that I've met in the fandom.
I was more excited about meeting certain people I follow on Tumblr.
Yeah,
and
right.
Let me tell you, like, that's what I was jazzed about. I was like, yeah, it's cool, the post is coming, whatever. This particular Tumblr user that I've been following for like 4 years, because there are some people that I followed from the Supernatural fandom into the Teen Wolf fandom, and so like some of these writers and like fan artists and stuff that I've been fans of for like years. That I got to meet this weekend, that was pretty cool. I think I embarrassed myself more in front of them than in front of the actual actors.
My first convention, it was a Harry Potter convention. It didn't even have,
jealous.
Like, cast. There was no... It wasn't even, like... It was, like, fans. It was fan art. It was fanfic. It was stuff like that. It wasn't even about the cast or, you know... And it was probably the best con experience outside of this.
That's right.
But, like,
it was
the perfect first con for me.
That's good. I mean, this is your first convention for you guys out here.
Yay!
Wow. Good, start going to more. There's so much fun.
I started with San Diego Comic Con.
Whoa,
don't
girl.
Do that.
With
the
yeah.
Don't do that. Straight
yeah.
In the deep.
That's
not
the same deal. I'm
not
even
considering
going
to
Comic Con.
My next
well, go to WonderCon.
My next
Nerd
HQ.
No, go
oh.
With Zachary Levi.
Yeah. Aside from being the same weekend as BiteCon, thumbs down, go to WonderCon. It is. I went to WonderCon last year. We only went for a day, me and Adriana, and it was literally the most fun we had in our, like, together.
My friend went yesterday.
So much fun.
And she's sitting there texting me while I'm sitting here, you know, asking questions and, like, posing everybody. So I'm having the time of my life. She's texting me pictures of Richard Armitage. She knows I love him, and I'm like, I hate you. Please leave my life.
Does anyone have any, like, questions or comments about either anything to do with the podcast or, like, you know, anything about what we've been doing this past week, either at the con or at the set visit, or anything for Liz about the con? Do you guys want to come and sit, like, on the floor and talk into this? Because I'm afraid it won't pick up if you guys do have a question.
Only if you want to. We're not making it.
Yeah, or we can just wrap things up.
Yeah.
Ooh, question!
My question is about, you guys have been trying to record every panel, and so, like, are we going to be seeing that on the website?
That is probably not. It's probably actually just for Karen to do news write-ups for Hyperball to pull quotes.
Oh, so
it's, yeah.
I might have some quotes to put on the Tumblr.
Yeah.
It's to help clear up some miscommunications or to put some things in context that people might not.
Yeah, basically what we want to do is on Hypeable, we're going to have like kind of like a wrap-up thing of each day of the con so that you guys can kind of like get the lowdown on what happened, if you happen to miss anything or anything like that. We'll put that information up there, and then yeah, we really want to put like quotes, full quotes with the context on Tumblr and make sure that the people that didn't get to go actually understand what was said, because I think everything that was said here was really great.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and positive.
I'll just give you a very brief example. Like, people are kind of getting a bit up in arms about something that was said about Malia, which was that she's apparently the toughest person in the pack. And people are like, how can you say that after everything like Styles and Derek have been through, or what Scott's been through? The context of that was literally that she is like physically the wildest and like physically toughest fighter because she's crazy. So that was the context of that. It wasn't like a judgment on her like emotional well-being compared to the rest of the pack, and like people are taking it very differently.
Also, he mentioned the fight or flight.
yeah, the fight or flight. Like, it was literally not the context that the internet's taking it, so we're going to try and help that.
And there was somebody on Twitter who was like, Posey just dissed Derek, and I was like, yeah, but he's chubby.
Please don't say that because people are going to get mad.
A lot of this, I feel like that's probably the biggest problem is that there's a lot of misrepresentation going on, and so people are getting upset and like, no, please don't be mad. So any other things?
You guys have been like video recording everything.
We have been recording everything for the DVD for people who purchased it through the Indiegogo, and we can't sell it anywhere else, unfortunately. We have a lot of contracts with a lot of the different like talent and stuff where we can't. It would just be an unnecessarily huge mess if we tried to sell them outside of the Indiegogo. But theoretically, that would be a perk for our next Indiegogo as well, because I really like having the footage available. I think the only thing we don't have is the last like half an hour of Eve's panel, because she went a whole half an hour over.
Don't be shy.
Come
play with us.
So cute.
Okay.
What's that?
Do you want nothing? I just wanted to bring Matt down to say hi as well. You have this for a minute.
Does he smell like sunshine?
I don't know. No, you just smell like, I don't know, good boy.
Oh yeah.
Hey. I'm tired.
You guys have got three mics and there's only one with that. Let's pass one back and share.
Bye.
You share with Liz.
You're okay. Just joking.
Okay.
Sharing.
So we've got Matt McDonough, who also works for MTV, to just come down and say hi. Does everyone know Matt?
I do.
Everyone knows Matt.
If you don't know Matt, you should know Matt.
Matt does a lot with MTV and with Teen Wolf and the cast. What specifically do you do?
I do what we now call fan engagement. So
fan engagement.
Social media to fan conventions to Comic Cons to promos and marketing, anything that relates to the fans of the show.
Okay, and how does this one, how are you feeling about BiteCon?
This is, not to choose favorites, but this one is definitely incredibly special and very
good answer.
So, I'm not going to say that anyone is my favorite, but this has been a completely different experience than I've ever had before.
Yeah, like a different attitude and all of that kind of thing.
The whole vibe is so, it's Teen Wolf focused, but it's really fandom focused, and it's really fan focused. So, getting to talk to people about something, I was really overwhelmed by the Teen Wolf prom, because it was kind of like a moment of like being here with my coworkers and having there be a Teen Wolf prom, and seeing people with Teen Wolf tattoos, and remembering how 4 years ago I was just tweeting, begging people to watch a show about werewolves on MTV.
Yeah. And like, what's the best part of like the fandom that you've seen like so far? Like, what's the best thing about fandom?
The community. I think.
Alyssa.
I think it's the incredible people that not only I've met, but that I've met each other.
Yeah.
So kind of the friendships that have been formed, and honestly giving me a new understanding of the show that I work on. Yeah. It's kind of hard to see all the time all of these different levels and layers to a show about werewolves on MTV. And then people kind of dissect it, and I've learned more about Teen Wolf from fans than I have from anyone else.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good pull quote. I'm gonna like quote you all over Tumblr.
I get paid in the tears of Teen Wolf fans.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a tag on the Tumblr.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's gross.
You go on our Tumblr, don't you?
A what?
You go on our Tumblr, don't you?
Oh, I go on your Tumblr?
Yeah.
Oh, I like most days.
No pressure, bro.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Matt organized our set visit, which was very nice. Thank you very much for that.
Of course.
And
I've wanted you guys to come to set for
like 9 months.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be trying to. But yeah. So thank you. Pardon?
You said 9 months.
Oh, God, yeah. It's
has
like
it
we
been
had
nine
a set
months?
Visit, baby.
I know.
Yeah.
I think
it's
9 months.
Okay.
Something.
But since we found out about you guys, I mean, there are a lot of MTV employees that listen to your podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we were very surprised by
the cast and crew, like, who were like, oh yeah, we know you guys. So, like, how much are they aware of the fandom?
We're not discussing that.
Oh, no.
I don't mean, like, a bad, creepy, fourth wall way. Like, I mean, like, in a good way, hopefully.
Is that not something we want to talk about?
No, just vaguely, like the fandom in general.
No, I want to tell you. No, I think it's really interesting. I never thought that when I heard that there was a Teen Wolf podcast, and now that there's even several, I never thought I would be able to listen to an hour-long podcast about a show that I work on about 70 hours a week. And I listen to it every week. Because it's insightful.
It's so embarrassing.
And no, it's not embarrassing. And, you know...
You asked.
This is your fault,
Natalie.
Yeah. And it's nice, and your Tumblr is so incredibly positive and full of information, and I also, like, find new fans and fan art and fan fiction and all sorts of... It's a great way to hear what people are talking about. It makes my job so easy and fun.
Yay! Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
That really didn't work. I had to drag him. He was like, tell me what episode number this is so I don't have to listen to it.
I'm not going to.
That's fine. Alright, does anyone have any last questions for us or Matt or just about BindCon before we wrap up and move on to the next panel? No?
No.
No one wants to know. Alyssa? Do you have any questions about One Direction?
No.
Do you have any questions for me?
I have questions about One Direction.
I don't know. Whenever Matt and I talk about fandom, I think it's something that's bigger than all of us. I think it's something that's you meet a lot of people through a fandom, and you meet a lot of people through. I know I've met some of my best friends through Teen Wolf, and I think it's something that's cool you can bring together, especially if you're living so far away from each other, to have some place you can go, and you are all the same. And I think it's cool with things like BiCon. It's a completely different vibe because it's not, manufactured, but it's kind of more. The spirit here is way more fandom organized. It's not. Oh, we're going to sell these things because you're going to want to see these people on stage. It's more, we're going to sell this because you're going to want to engage with these people and you're going to want to talk about fandom with these people. And I think it's something that's special, and I'm really glad I'm a part of it. Like, I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad I met everybody.
Yeah.
The show in general, anyway, just because, like, it kind of was the underdog for a really long time, and now it's doing so well, and just it's a small vibe that this... convention in particular has is just, I really like that.
And I know it's a small vibe comparatively to other conventions and obviously to, like, you know, San Diego Comic-Con, but also this is, it's still incredibly overwhelming for the cast and the crew to come here and be like, the writers yesterday were like, and everybody's here for Teen Wolf?
And I think with Teen Wolf too, it's very much, I don't want to say other shows aren't appreciative, but I think Teen Wolf cast and crew shows their appreciation so much more. I think it's a lot to do with Matt as well. I think it's having somebody like Matt working on a show like that, and I'm never nice to him, so having someone on that, I think it does it. He has made my experience with Teen Wolf better, I think, especially because it is that kind of, it's not, there's still like a fourth wall there, but it's not, it's a little bit more transparent. You can kind of feel that you as a fan are appreciated, and you as a fan are contributing to something that's bigger than you, right? And I always love that feeling of being contributing to something.
So sweet, I'm going to remember this forever.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm probably not going to launch into this,
but I don't really understand. It's been 4 years of working with fandom, and I'm never going to understand the idea of the fourth wall completely. I do understand of, like, not addressing everything and not bringing things into the limelight if you don't want them brought into that, and it's a learning curve, and it always will be, but I don't see that there should ever be a reason that the cast and the crew of a show wouldn't want to explore and understand every element of a fandom.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something people debate a lot, but I think that you guys handle it very well at the moment, so. And, like, yeah, we went there, and they really, like, all the fan art, it looks so cool, like, the fan art gallery, and, like, they know about, like, everything, but not in a bad way, and it's, like, good. It's, like, no one's, like, ugh, this is horrible that the fandom does this. It's, like, really, really cool. Is that a phone case with our logo on it? Or is that our cards inside the phone case? I was like, no, I was like, Bev, did you get a phone case made behind our back? I don't understand. Sorry.
But yeah, do we have anything else to kind of
do?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, if you guys didn't know, this is the first time we've all, like, hung out. Like, Matt took us around the set, and everyone introduced us, and, like, they've been doing this for a year and a half, and they only all just met in real life this week, and it was, like, so this has been very exciting for all of us, so a very big thank you to BikeCon for having us here as well.
Yay!
So, thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us talk, and yay, and thank you to Hayley and Felicia and Morgan and Liz and Matt for coming and talking about their BikeCon experience.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you. It was sweet.
Thank you.
You guys are great.
Now leave.
But if you left it up to me,
I'm Haley Webb, and I once lied on Not Another Teen Wolf podcast.